The Inuksuk, Guide in the North, by Laura Edlund. The Inuksuk, Guide in the North, by Laura Edlund. Turn to page 16 to learn how to say the Inuktitut words in this book. Table of Contents. Introduction. Page 4. Building an Inuksuk. Page 6. Remembering. Page 7. Traveling. Page 8. Hunting and Fishing. Page 10. Today and Tomorrow. Page 12. Canada and the World. Page 14. Summary. Page 15. A Note About Words. Page 16. Introduction. This is an Inuksuk, pronounced E-nuk-suk. An Inuksuk acts in the place of a person. It tells an important message. For thousands of years, Inuit built these stone markers in the north, in Canada's Arctic. Some warned of danger. Some showed Inuit where to hunt. Some helped to guide Inuit across the land.
Look at the map of
Canada.
At the top left of the map is a compass rose. It points the way north, south, east, and west. Now look at the table on the right side of the map. It is titled
Legend.
This legend shows that the purple area on the map is
Canada's Arctic.
The white areas on the map are where there is an
ice cap, an area that always has ice covering it.
Beneath the table is a scale. It is labeled
Scale in Kilometers.
This helps to give you an idea of how much bigger Canada really is than the picture on the map. The distance between each mark on the scale, measured on the map, equals 100 kilometers in actual distance. Canada's provinces and territories are named on the map.
Yukon, Northwest Territories, Nunavut, British Columbia, Alberta, Saskatchewan, Manitoba, Ontario, Quebec, Newfoundland and Labrador, New Brunswick, Prince Edward Island, Nova Scotia.
Nearby countries are also named on the map.
Greenland, Iceland, United States of America.
Around the top of the map is a ring labeled
Arctic Circle.
Everything to the north of the Arctic Circle is part of the Arctic region. Some of the places in Canada's Arctic are named on the map.
Ellesmere Island, Banks Island, Victoria Island, Baffin Island. Building an Inuksuk. Each Inuksuk is made by carefully placing stones one on top of another. These stones can be flat, round, or broken.
Look at the photograph on this page. The caption reads,
"Each Inuksuk is different. Each one is built from stones found nearby." Remembering. An Inuksuk can stand for a very long time. Some remind Inuit of a special person, story, or place. Their message can be, "We were here," or "Look at this beautiful place." Traveling. Long ago, Inuit often traveled long distances. Sometimes there were dangerous places, such as thin ice. The Inuksuk helped to guide them and warn them.
Look at the photograph below. The caption reads,
"This Inuksuk acts as a pointer." Sometimes an Inuksuk was built like a window. Travelers looked through the window to see a very important place or even the next Inuksuk on their route.
Look at the photograph above. The caption reads,
"What do you see when you look through this Inuksuk?" Hunting and fishing. Traditionally, Inuit hunted caribou, muskox, and birds. They also caught fish and seals. Inuit shared this food. They ate some raw. The rest was dried and stored to use later. Some hunters made an Inuksuk to show where to hunt or fish. Also, as they traveled, they might dry extra food, store it, and mark the spot with an Inuksuk. Sometimes, hunters made several markers, or Inuksuit, to help them hunt caribou. They put long strands of moss on top of the Inuksuit. This hair, blowing in the wind, scared the caribou toward the hunters.
Look at the large photograph. The caption reads,
"This Inuksuk once told Inuit that caribou meat was stored nearby under the winter snow." Today and tomorrow. Nunavut is a territory in Canada's Arctic. In Inuktitut, which is the Inuit language, Nunavut means our land. The flag of Nunavut shows the North Star and an Inuksuk.
Look at the photograph below. The labels read,
North Star, Inuksuk. Both the North Star and the Inuksuk are traditional guides for Inuit. The Inuksuk on the flag reminds people of all the stone markers in Canada's north. It shows that the land and tradition will remain important to Nunavut in the future. Canada and the world. People in other parts of Canada now enjoy making these markers. The Inuksuk and the Inungwak are becoming a popular symbol of Canada around the world.
Look at the photograph below. The caption reads,
Inungwak means marker in the likeness of a person. Three of them stand outside Terminal 1 at Toronto's International Airport. Summary. An Inuksuk is a traditional Inuit marker made of stones. It can guide travelers or warn of danger. It reminds Inuit of their past as they prepare for their future. The Inuksuk is a symbol of Nunavut and of Canada.
Look at the photograph on the right. The caption reads,
An Inuksuk can be a single stone standing upright. A note about words. All these words come from the word Inuk, which means person in Inuktitut. Inuksuk. Inuksuk. One stone marker that acts in the place of a person. Inuksuk. Inuksuk. Two stone markers. Inuksuit. Inuksuit. Three or more stone markers. Inuktitut. Inuktitut. The Inuit language. Inungwak. Inungwak. A stone marker that looks like a person.